Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Do you love Love Letters to Kelly?
I love it.
Well, you're in luck, because that's coming up in about 20 minutes. And you want to join us tomorrow at this time, because we're going to be having some guests in studio. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not famous, but they will probably become famous.
Yeah.
Because this thing should be turned into a movie. It's a book. And it's called Almost Gone, 25 Days and One Chance to Save Our Daughter. It's a real life story from people that Kelly met at church, actually.
Yeah, they go to my church.
It's so compelling.
Yeah, the daughter was one of these online chat rooms.
Yeah.
Got caught up with this, in this romance, a teenage romance.
Online.
And was this close to getting on a plane and flying to Kosovo.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what would have happened to
nobody
her.
Knows. Nobody knows what would have happened, but
wow.
Her parents intervened. So if you're a parent or you're a teenager in high school and you're starting to get somebody slipping into your DMs, make sure you join us so you could hear what went down with her.
Mm-hmm. Especially
her name is Mackenzie, by the way.
That period of time where it's like, oh, my parents are annoying. They're driving me crazy.
Yeah.
This person understands me. I totally get it. I had a kind of contentious relationship with my parents at that time when I was 17.
At some point, we all do, right?
I want to go to college and fighting and...
Mm. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because imagine online dating at the time.
I'm telling you, this is one of those where you're going to be sitting there going, wow, this really does happen. It's not just Taken with Liam Neeson. Mm. This is happening in real life. Mm. So tomorrow at this time, that's when we will chat with them about their experiences. But right now, it's time for Whatever Wednesday.
So frustrating. Speaking of crime.
What's going on, Kelly?
Okay, so Al's been texting back and forth with this girl this morning. This woman, I should say.
Yeah.
Who is beautiful, by the way. I finally got to see her picture. She has been deciding what to write back to him for the past 5 minutes.
Good. That means she cares.
She types, deletes. Because I keep seeing these rolling dots. But she deletes it. And
that's
then she
good.
Starts doing the rolling. I see the drumming dots again.
Yeah.
Delete it. She can't. She's trying to come up with the perfect response.
That's
but she can't quite get it
it's
yet.
It's so hard, man. I'm telling you.
Just be
so
you.
Hard.
Just be you. Al's been himself, even though Kelly told him not to.
I'm dying. I've got this thing. I'm just waiting for the dots to stop rolling.
That means she cares, Al. But she's actually trying.
It carefully, yes.
And B, based on her picture, she seems like an awesome person. Just based on the picture that we saw.
Hey, it's all about perception.
Perception.
You got to be real careful in the pictures you choose to post.
What do they call it? The optics. It's optics. But what does it look like to the world? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you want to partake in Whatever Wednesday.
That's okay. A lot of pressure. I'm sorry.
More dots, Kelly?
Hit send.
Maybe she's texting someone else got busy.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's not listening. Because
she wrote.
Uh-oh.
She was kind of vague.
What?
Vague about her phone number?
She's like, because he asked, should I read it?
Do you
mind now?
I don't mind.
Okay, we didn't say her name.
She texted, good morning. He wrote back, and how are you? You're a hottie, blah, blah, blah. She goes, well, that was a pretty good opening line. Thank you for the compliment. It's kind of hard to strike up a conversation on here. So Al wrote back, agreed. It's pretty tough to be charming by text to a stranger, especially when I've been out of the game for a while. So, lots of O's. Want to take it to the text?
Oh.
Or is it too soon to take it to the next level?
Yeah, that's a good response. I like that.
So she waited and waited. She reworked it and rewrote it a few times. She said, you work pretty fast. I like spontaneity myself. Mm. It's kind of like a typo here. I've been out of the game for a while. I thought I should try the site, something new.
Both of you have been out of the game for a while.
So she didn't give the numbers.
So, okay, this is what you do. Next text, wait just a minute. Don't act like you're sitting on your phone like we really are.
Yeah. We'll do a break.
Give it a few minutes. Yeah. And then say, would you mind me asking for your phone number and I can call you in
later.
A couple... I say, I'm busy right now with work, but I can call you in a couple of hours. Say that. And see what she says.
You might... Are you going to throw her number regional radio?
I think
she
knows. It sounds like she doesn't want to give the number because you already asked.
Yeah.
He was kind of vague, but she's... You know, it's kind of a jealous situation. She's just... It's like, this is new. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just say, if you don't mind. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get this.
Well done, Al. So far, so good. From the text, Jenna, what do you got?
I finished Mindhunter last weekend. Did Kelly ever finish watching it?
All right, I know everybody loves this show, and my husband and I, Alan and I, we're trying to find a show we can watch together and be excited about.
Yeah, this isn't that for you.
We watched the first episode of Mindhunter, and I hope this isn't a spoiler alert. Within the first 5 minutes, a man blew his brains out, and they showed it. And we were like,
Yeah,
it's a show.
Well, this is about the origins of the...
It was like the biggest nothing. And then we sat there in this dialogue, the rapid-fire dialogue. Nobody talks like that.
Yeah.
And we're just, okay, we watched the first episode. We were bored. We said, let's give it one more episode. And the second episode, we didn't feel any... It was a little bit better, but still, we just haven't gone back.
Yeah. I understand why you feel that way. I watched it all. I wanted more death. I wanted more of the serial killers. This was more about how they found, I mean, if you haven't seen the show yet, Mindhunter is about how they figured out the profiling unit of the FBI. Like, the word serial killer wasn't even a word until the 70s. They came up with it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they would just do the death penalty, and they just kill these people without... Why are they doing these things? Is there something we can learn by interviewing
these
people?
It's almost like the origin of Criminal Minds, which is a favorite of mine.
Okay.
But we just couldn't get past the second episode.
There you go.
I don't know.
That's answered right there. We're doing Whatever Wednesday. We'll go to the phones here.
Okay.
Kristen, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. You have a question for Jenna.
I do. So I just got back from maternity leave. I started going to work yesterday, so I started listening to y'all again. So I've been out for a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Jenna, I followed you on Snapchat, and who was that guy with you when you went skiing? I was dying.
Oh my gosh.
He's so funny.
He's the funniest person I've ever met. His name is Thomas.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thomas Bellinger. I'm going to call him out because I love
him.
Thanks, Jenna.
Yeah, he is. He really is so funny. He's wild. He's awesome. His name's Thomas, and he's one of my great friends, and he is not interested in women.
Oh.
So we are not dating.
I was like, oh my God, I would rewatch your Snapchats over and over and over. I was just dying. He was hilarious.
I'm so glad. Good. Yeah, he's funny.
Everybody needs a funny gig.
He's unpredictable. Yeah.
You know? Good to have.
Yeah, well, they're too funny. They're gay.
Too good looking.
Oh. Well, thank you. I just,
all the real funny ones. Yeah.
They're too funny or too good looking.
That's what Kid always said.
Yeah.
If they're better looking than me, they're gay.
Yeah. Chances are. You guys are extremely good looking. Like, they take care of themselves very well. So, Jenna,
Thomas is interesting, though, because he's like a... Like, I thought he was straight for a long time. I thought he was just a little eccentric.
Uh-huh.
He's not. He's not straight. But he's kind of one of those that he acts like a straight guy. Like, he'll be kind of disheveled.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, wait a second.
He's got straight guy tendencies?
You're the straight gay?
Yeah. Straight guy tendencies. From the text.
Yeah.
JC and Kelly, what do your significant others do for a living? I've always wondered. My wife, her name's Kinsey. Known her since she was my college sweetheart. She is a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, she was doing some medical sales, and she was miserable, and we were basically spending all the money she was making on childcare. And that was when we only had one son. So we saved some money. We put, you know,
We
moved some stuff around, and we managed to make it work to where I work, and she takes care of the kids in the house, and she does a great job.
Got it. What about your significant
other? Alan is my husband. We've been married 6 months now. Mm-hmm. He's been in marketing for about 20 years.
Yeah.
And right now we're doing a podcast together called A Sandwich and Some Lovin', and he's been working on websites and stuff for us. It's been really fun. So, that's my husband. He's in marketing and podcasting now.
A marketing genius.
Nice.
Is what he is.
Also, Kelly, from the text, are you doing the book a month thing in 2018?
No.
No, why? You,
because beach music bogged me down. Somebody suggested beach music, and I am not mad at this person for doing it because a lot of people love this music, and it's a Southern author, and it's about South Carolina, where I was born and raised, and I thought this would be a great book. That book is so stinking thick.
You're chewing it.
I dread sitting down with this book every time. I'm like, I've got to sit down and finish it. I'm only halfway through.
Kelly, I'd bail. I give it 100. If I'm not in after 100 pages, I'm out.
Yeah.
Jenna, I can't. And it bogged me down. So this time, if I can get through it, because now I'm like, well, I've got to finish it. I'm doing 6 books this year. I figure I can give myself one every other
month. Perfect. Every other month.
That way it takes the pressure off. I just can't get past this beach music. If somebody could just really call me and just tell me what happens...
from page about 367 on.
Just finish the book for
just
Kelly.
Tell me what happens. Yeah. I don't care.
That Girl on the Train book you gave me, so good.
It was good, right?
Yeah, so good. I'm not going to watch the movie, though, because everybody says it was
yeah,
not
heard
good.
The, well, that's the thing. If you read the book and then watch the movie, you're always disappointed.
Yeah.
So just read the book and be done with it.
Amber, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Your Whatever Wednesday involves your little baby?
Yeah, she's 18 months. And real quick, I'm still breastfeeding. So if she gets excited about breastfeeding, I'm a total advocate for it. I'm a breastfeeding consultant. I do all that. So I try to, you know, do all the normalizing. So I think certain things are funny, but I think other people might find them inappropriate.
Like?
And one of them is my husband thought, because she gets so excited about breastfeeding, that it'd be funny to get her to say, boobies, woo! So he taught her that, and it's funny for us. She runs around the house, and she'll say, boobies, woo!
When she's hungry?
Just
for fun.
She'll pull up my husband's shirt and go, boobies.
Uh-oh.
Pull up his shirt and go, boobies. And but we were out in a restaurant in the middle of waiting, and she pulls her shirt up and goes, boobies.
Oh! I have no room to judge, Amber, because my son in public was saying this.
Hey, boo!
So it's all good.
And Al does the same thing.
I do it all the time.
Al can do the same thing.
Boobies!
Yeah. I think it's a cute thing, you know?
Yeah, it's cute.
She's just telling you she hugged. You keep letting her do that.
Boobies!
Boobies! And, JC, real quick, what happened to your mother's biological family? I'll give you a quick update. What told you at the end of the year, we found my biological grandmother. We found out about my biological grandfather who passed away. And I found her siblings. And we have been in touch all throughout Christmas and the new year. My mom talks to her biological mom almost every day.
Oh, great.
And she's That's in great. Constant communications with her oldest sister from her father's side.
That's
and
cool,
now we're just trying to determine where we're going to go meet and how we're going to meet.
Fun.
All that good stuff. But it was a great ending.
Yeah.
It was a great ending. I mean, not an ending, I guess.
Great beginning.
Great beginning, we'll
great
call
ending
it, yeah.
To the process of trying to find.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going extremely well. And,
right.
Thank you for all the emails and the messages from
that's great.
Everyone that's going through the same thing and has been through the same thing. I know it's tough. Mine happen to go well. Some don't, but at least we try, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Kid Nation, for joining us for Whatever Wednesday. But coming up next, we're going to solve some love issues. Our love expert is in the building, as she is every Monday and Wednesday. Kelly Raspberry, our love expert. Are you ready for love letters to Kelly?
Yes, I am.
We got you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy to announce Big Al Mac is back in full effect. He was doing the happy dance during the break because he's
don't go overboard, Jason.
Communicate, nah, man. You
baby
back.
Steps.
My man's back.
Baby steps.
Great news for you. We're going to send you to Bonnaroo. We'll tell you all about that in about an hour.
And even better.
Yeah, it's in Manchester, Big Al. We're going to send you to Manchester.
Across
the pond.
Manchester, Tennessee.
Oh, across the Ohio State River.
Manchester. Yeah, it's Manchester.
Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
We're sending you to Manchester, Tennessee. And even better news.
Yes.
Plant Chat is back.
Oh.
Hey.
Plant Chat with Candy has a new fresh spin for 2018.
It's a cool name. We'll get to that name later.
Is she rapping? No, it's a little more focused.
A little more
Plants,
focused.
Plants, I felt, was a little broad.
My wife will enjoy this version of Plant Chat with Candy.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, it's her favorite.
Follow your
I'm
wife.
Glad
you guys is that
like
a hint?
It. It's her favorite type of plant.
Watching my mom talk about plants, I'm happy just because she's so happy.
She's so happy.
She loves plants.
Everybody needs a passion.
And oh, absolutely.
Once you find it, what a joy, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I always knew she liked plants.
Yeah.
I just had no idea how much she loved them.
Well, runs in the family.
I can't wait to hear the latest episode.
I love plants, Al.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I like plants.
Yeah.
You like turtles?
Oh, wow.
Famous YouTube
video. One of my turtles escaped.
Well, look for it. Did you find it?
How did
I found
he
it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry. We're doing love letters to Kelly. He climbed out of the aquarium.
God, he hates it there.
He climbed out of the aquarium, which is on a stand. So he fell 4 feet. He tumbled. It's a turtle. So he's got a shell. And then my bartender calls me and says, hey, there's a turtle, like, crawling. I'm like, he's like, we're going to run for it. He's like,
poor thing.
Yeah, he hates your bar that much.
It's a 120-gallon tank.
And you treat that turtle like a
convict.
Make them race.
Well, they'll race in the wintertime.
Poor,
weather.
Poor turtles.
Weather.
Poor little laugh of the turtles.
All right, here we go.
All right. Kelly's passion is love.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, helping people with their love problems. Do as she says, not as she does, is what she often said.
Well, not as I did.
Yeah. Well, now do what she does, because she's doing fine.
Hopefully, I've learned. That's how you don't give advice. You have to fail.
Yeah.
And I failed a lot.
A lot.
You have the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why she's an expert.
You know, it's my opinion. Not everybody agrees with it.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you do today. And
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's a mess.
Oh, yeah, mess.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
About 4 months ago, I met a man on Tinder, and we started dating. 2 months in, he expressed his love for me and still continues to do so often. While I feel very strongly for him, I'm just not there yet, and I haven't said those three little words. We began doing laundry soon after meeting. While I was in the process of getting a more permanent contraceptive plan in place, I got pregnant.
Whoops.
Yeah.
We're both in our 30s and responsible adults with good jobs. No doubt we can take care of this child, although it's not what I would have chosen for myself. It's something that's been handed to me, and I decided to keep the baby. The problem is, my boyfriend now wants to move in together. As I currently live with my elderly grandma for my financial benefit as much as her well-being, I've decided living alone probably isn't the best decision for a new mom. He insists he wants us to live together because he wants to be as involved as possible. I just feel like it's too soon in our relationship to move in together. Mm. Although I adore him, I can't be certain I'll ever want to marry him. I don't want to rush things and ruin everything, but I do understand he wants to be a part of this baby's life as much as possible. What do? Do I move in and risk what we currently have so he can be more involved? Or do I tell him that I want to continue living with my elderly grandmother and he can visit when he likes Paige?
You want it, baby.
Well, there's many levels to this. Yeah. You don't want to rush things, which that's exactly what you've been doing.
It's too late to unrush it.
You can't do that. I do see the benefits of staying with your elderly grandmother who probably appreciates the companionship and, you know, the time you have left with her. I don't mean to be morbid with that. But that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But you really can't deny a man, especially a man who really passionately wants to be involved as a father. So you're just kind of in a quandary. I guess basically what you need to decide is, this sounds terrible.
What?
How much longer does grandmother have? That sounds awful. But maybe, you know, like, you can probably take a good assessment.
Once your grandmother dies, they would give
you about 5 to 10?
You know, and have a mature conversation with, you know, I need to be, if you really don't want to live with him, explain that this isn't about you, it's about grandma. But the fact that you can live with someone as roommates without being all the fact that he loves you and you don't love him.
You don't have to get married either. You don't have to do all those things.
You don't have to do that level of commitment, but I love the fact that he wants to be a part of this child's
life. You know how many women out there want that from a man?
Yeah, when you're waking up in the middle of the night with that crying baby, you're going to be like, man, I wish I had a partner in this.
Yeah, and you might just be slower to come into your feelings for him. Maybe seeing him with the baby and seeing how he is as a, you know, a companion and stuff. It might cause those feelings of love to develop, you know. Just because you're not there yet doesn't mean you're not going to get there. Nobody falls in love simultaneously. Do you think that's, I mean, like, I love you too, right now.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's like you come to it at different moments.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if staying with your grandmother is like the right option for grandma at this point.
Maybe he can move in with you and grandma.
Grandma probably doesn't like that.
Yeah. It's probably always cruel.
Probably right.
But don't shut down the possibility of being under the same roof with this gentleman.
But you just can't.
And you quit saying you're rushing things. You've already rushed everything.
Yeah, right. Too late for that.
It's okay to tap the brakes a little bit, but
do what's good for the baby.
I haven't really given her a definitive answer because that's not really like a cut and dry answer.
No.
I don't know the situation.
You can't abandon grandma. You can't abandon grandma.
Yeah.
Well, there's great centers and homes.
There are.
Where she can have a good time.
Grandma in a home.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing.
I told you, I cannot wait to be at a home. I'm going to have parties every night.
Well, everybody's not like you.
Yeah, right.
Chess club.
I don't know what kind of rose-colored glasses you're wearing.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to make sure I go to a good one. Hot tub.
Yeah, why don't you go visit some of these fantasy retirement homes?
The old people hot tub.
Yeah. Visit them.
Oh, the old people hot tub.
You at JC is.
They have swim classes.
Come hang out. Yeah.
They have swim classes where they're all having a good time.
It takes you 8 hours to get yourself out of bed and into the pool.
You know they're going
to
pee in the pool.
That's fine.
You know the old people pee in the pool.
So will I.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
All right. Oh, just giggly out back in the house. All
wow.
right.
Visual of old people peeing in pool.
Oh. You so wear
just
a
as young people
that,
peeing in pool.
Al, you wear a t-shirt once a week that says I pee in pool.
This guy. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently allowed a boyfriend back in my life after he unexpectedly asked for space in April of 2017. Mm. He reached out in November because I really cared for him the first time I reconnected. He's been different, but I figured he's going through a lot. We picked up where we left off. He posted some pictures on his Instagram of him signing the contract for his house sales. He also posted a picture of his new tattoos. And I was with my sisters and nieces and their kids for dinner. I showed them his tattoo pics. He always had tons of likes or comments on the pictures. Never bothered me. And then I gave my phone to my little two-year-old nephew to play with so he wouldn't cry. Uh-oh. Then the next day, I get a call from this guy yelling at me about sending a friend request to a woman I don't even know or heard of. I told him the kid may have done it while playing with my phone, and he yelled at me for that. Told me he can't trust me and that he didn't want to hang out with me that day.
Bye.
I beg him to believe me, and he said that's far-fetched. It's
okay,
not, by
goodbye.
The way.
Goodbye. Where's the question?
I'm hurt more at him saying he doesn't trust me. I haven't spoke to him since he reached out. How do I handle this? Very bruised, but not broken. Tina.
You're done. Why do you? What do you need closure?
He yelled at you for that. That's
you
awful.
Have a guy with a volatile temper.
Yeah.
Who is not? Did not react rationally or reasonably, and you want? I don't understand what you're wanting. Just leave it as is.
He showed you the biggest red flag.
And when he does reach out to you, if he does say, you know what, I don't think this is a good time for us right now. Don't you go back to him. When somebody shows you
that
violent temper that quickly, red flag, God did
believe
you a favor.
Because unfortunately, that violent temper is
I'm telling you.
Unfortunately going to get worse the more he's with you.
Absolutely. I had one person I dated that showed me that temper, and I was like, okay, thank you, God.
Yeah,
thank
right?
you, God. Mm. I'm getting out. And I had to back out of that one very carefully because I was afraid.
Yeah.
For a minute.
It's a lot harder when that side doesn't come out until you're madly in love with someone, but you're so fortunate to see it before. I've been in this situation multiple times. When a guy overreacts in a moment out of jealousy or when it's just totally unwarranted, you just have to go,
bad look.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you for showing me who you are.
Because this is how those relationships get really out of hand.
And
you don't need to reach out. You don't need to fuss at him for his you just let it lie.
Get out.
Let it lie. And if he ever reaches out to you again, either don't respond, go cold on him, or just say, no, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we need to revisit the past. Let's just move forward separately.
If Yelly McGellerson's listening right now, if this dude's listening, that happens all the time. My kids have done that. They'll get on your Instagram. They double tapping on the pictures. It's going to happen.
I love the fact that I now have a new excuse. Hey, kid was playing with the phone. You know, friend request.
You're the problem right now.
Yeah. Oh, kid was playing with the phone. Oh, somebody else's kid was playing with the phone. No, I didn't send a friend request.
See, girls are smarter than us normally. We don't let each other look at someone's profile. Like, you don't ever want to hand your phone to a friend to scroll through photos. You're like, you can look it up on your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to give that accidental like or follow.
Yeah, that's what kids do.
When you're stalking.
Yep. But it does happen.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Recently, I have reconnected with a man that I've been in love with since middle school. We talked for roughly 4 years, but I lost touch for the past two. During this time, he got into a serious two-year relationship, and I dated other people as well.
Why you lost touch, I guess.
Yeah. But he never left my mind. We're both recently single again. Made the point to reconnect about a month ago. We had the best time together, reminiscing over old memories and making new ones. Hello.
Oh.
You could clearly tell the feelings were still there and burning brighter than ever. The next few weeks, however, we did not talk very much, and he informed me that he was not quite over his ex.
Yeah.
Ooh. I understand 2 years is a long time, and the relationship just ended, but he keeps popping up from time to time, telling me how much he misses me and he can't wait to be together. Am I stupid for holding on to this thread of hope that we will still one day be together? Am I just a rebound? Please help me, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Not knowing what to think is driving me crazy. From Becky.
Becky, you are being used. You're being toyed with, and he's just using you. So shut the door on it and move on and leave yourself open to something really great and fabulous that's waiting for you just around the corner. A guy wants you. He's not playing this back and forth stuff. And I keep thinking of you. He's thinking of you because he's thinking booty call. And if you give that to him, you're going to feel less about yourself and holding on to this thread of hope. Nobody should have to hold on to a thread of hope. don't you want to be in a relationship confident and secure?
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
my man and I am his woman. This thread of hope and holding on and wishing and waiting and hoping. No.
It's tiring.
It's so exhausting.
Yep.
It's not fulfilling.
You deserve more.
You absolutely deserve more. Everybody deserves more than that.
And
he is using you and you're letting him use you. You know what? And does that make him a bad person?
That's a dude.
Nah, you're there. You're giving it to him. You're getting something out of it, too. Yeah. You're both getting something out of it. But neither one of you is getting a fulfilling relationship that you're looking for. It's not going to be with this guy.
Sometimes
you have the past together, and it's easy to keep going back to the past.
Yeah, it's hard to be alone. That's the hard part of these moments.
For guys, sometimes the best way to get over it is to have that. The seat filler? Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's just the truth. Sometimes it is.
Yeah. The rebound.
Let's go get back in the game.
She keeps being the rebound, back and forth. So she's being used.
You're the practice.
Al, your rebound bowl's empty.
So is yours? Oh, no, Genesis.
Yeah, you haven't even had a rebound yet.
Well, I have not in 2018.
Well, Big Al's been bumbling this morning, so.
I know. Al's going to come dropping marbles.
This has been months and Al hasn't had his rebound.
It's all good. You got to take your time. When you're ready, you go back out on that field, Big Al Mack.
Thank you, buddy.
You got this, bud. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com, and we'll get to him hopefully here on Monday when we return after Friday, and then we do it again on Wednesday.
Speaking of letters, JC, did you hear that the price of stamps is going up January 21st?
No, I did not hear that, Al.
I didn't realize it was time. It's been a while, though, since they've increased the price.
Forever stamps, postcards, and metered letters are getting a 1 cent price hike on January 21st.
Well, you know what? That's really good and useful information, but I'm going to give you some even more useful information.
Great.
Stamps.com. Here's a resolution you can keep this new year. If you add Stamps.com to your business, you can save a ton of time and ton of money. Everybody knows I love going to the post office. I do. It's like this weird thing about me. I love it, but I don't always have the time to do it. And thanks to Stamps.com, I don't have to.
Right.
Because pretty much everything you can do at the post office, you can do if you have a computer, you have a printer, you can print out official U.S. postage in the exact denomination you need. Mm-hmm. And with Stamps.com, you get a digital scale.
Because you got to weigh
things. You don't have to guess at the postage. And it's not just letters. It's packages, too. It's really a godsend for people who have businesses.
For sure.
You know, there's nothing worse than going to a small business and be back in 30 minutes, sign on the door because they had to run to the post office. You know, that's costing you a business.
Well, I'm a big fan of hookups. You got a hookup for me, Kelly?
I do. Go to stamps.com right now and you get the special offer, 4 weeks trial, plus postage and that digital scale. And just go to stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the page, the homepage, and type in Craddock to get that offer. Stamps.com, enter the code Craddock.
And we got the first great debate of 2018.
The great debate?
Take a listen to this question. Is water wet?
Yes, I heard this.
Yeah. Is water wet? People are on both sides. We'll argue this next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Online arguments and debates are the best. We've had our hot dog sandwiches in the past, which I do not think they are. I think they're hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our Cheetos chips.
Yes.
That was a strong debate last year.
The huge one.
They come in the chip variety pack.
Right.
What's bigger, the world or the universe?
That's one Big Al created.
Huge.
And now, is water wet?
Okay.
At first you think, of course it's wet. It's water.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing what other people are saying online, because there have been some arguments online. People are debating.
Do people have jobs?
I don't think so, Jenna, because people are saying it's not wet because it's water. You have to pour water on something to get wet. But others are saying, well, since it's water, isn't it already wet? You know, I pour something on my shirt, it's wet. If I pour water on water, is it wet?
Okay.
These are the arguments people are having. They're pulling random bits from old TV shows about characters talking about water. It's been pretty entertaining. Here's an example of some people proving their points.
This is the video that's going to end the water is wet debate once and for all. My answer?
Water's not wet!
I'll tell you why.
To say that something is wet means that the water on the surface of that something can be removed. You get caught outside in the rain. You say, oh, my hair got wet. Now I got to get it redid. Oh, my shoes got wet. Now I got to let them sit outside and dry. You don't say that the ocean gets wet. It's just water. Water is water. Fire, right? We know that it burns things, right? But it's not in and of itself burned, right? water, it wets things, but it's not in and of itself wet. Okay?
Oh. It almost turned me around.
That's a very good argument.
I'm on the water is wet side, and he almost got me over to the water is not wet side.
Well, do you consider liquids wet?
Yes.
But right. Is it wet until you touch it?
Until it touches something dry.
Until it touches something dry, yes. So I get I can see the water is not wet debate.
You don't think water is wet?
I can see that argument. Yeah. It makes sense.
But you think water's wet? You're with me?
Well, when I thought about it, it's like, oh, I get that. I don't really care enough to pick a side, but I can see both.
Don't you want to be right, though? This is the internet. You want to be right.
This is an opinion, though. It's not a...
Right.
Is it a right or wrong?
There's got to be a scientific explanation for water being wet or not. Water is wet. We're not getting from scientists. We're getting from people on the internet.
If your mouth is dry, it's because there's no water.
Lack of moisture, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's just a description.
So pick something else.
It's fire on fire.
Yes. Fire is fire.
But it cannot burn.
Yeah.
Can fire burn? Man. Can fire...
It's just a fire. It's a fire.
I don't know.
It's just a fire. Just,
I focus my time on things I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what? Determining if water is wet. That's a big deal.
I don't know, like, what moves I'm going to do in the gym, or, like, I need to take my dog to the ophthalmologist. Like, I don't know about water being wet.
What's your dog got to go to the ophthalmologist for?
I don't know. Her eyes look crazy. Her eyes are all cloudy.
She's a pug.
What does that have to do with
Pugs just have weird eyes. That's their deal.
No, not the shape. Not that she has ugly eyes. I'm not taking her for vanity purposes. They look all weird. She turned her head the other day, and they were, like, metallic looking in the light. It means she has some sort of thing going on.
She got
a degenerative eye thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably something expensive I'm going to have to get done. That I've never even gotten done to myself.
How's the butt?
The pug butt?
Yeah.
Oh, you're referring to her anal glands.
Yes.
They're fresh.
Good.
Fresh pop.
Every month.
Yeah, you gotta do it every month.
Dogs are gross. Dogs are a lot of work. I was walking her last night and I'm like, what am I doing? Having a pet's a lot of work.
Anyways, I'm going to put up a poll on my Instagram if you want to take part about water being
wet
or not. Yes, I want to see what Kid Nation thinks. Come on. It is wet. It's water.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Plant chat coming up in a second.
Yay.
But we want to tell you about this really cool giveaway we have. Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. It's happening June 7th through the 10th in Manchester, Tennessee. Now... this is who you get to see if you win tickets to Bonnaroo or the passes.
Okay.
Eminem's going to be out there.
Why?
But why? Because they hired you, Eminem. That's why you're going to be there.
Who
the Killers are going to be there and the Muse, along with other people.
And the Muse?
Yeah, you got to call them. Okay, and Muse. Is it bad to call them the Muse?
No, whatever you want.
Future's going to be there.
I mean, Paramore, Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
Khalid's going to be there. And so this is one of those where you go and have fun all day long. Tickets don't go on sale until Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Okay.
But beginning on Monday, we have 10 road trips to give away. Now, we said road trips because that's what you do when you go to one of these festivals.
Yeah. Yes, I've done this. I slept in a car.
That's how you're supposed to do it. So you're going to get a pair of weekend tickets,
uh-huh.
A car camping pass,
okay,
and $250 cash for gas and expenses for your road trip to Bonnaroo.
Is Jenna going to throw in the wet wipes?
Yeah, I'll throw in some baby wipes.
For bathing?
Yeah. Yes, you need it. Because I found that it gets real hot there. This is my favorite festival I've ever been to. Let me preface what I'm about to say with that.
Okay.
But what you get real hot, right?
Yeah.
And there's lots of dust and dirt because you're walking around out there and it's just a big like field.
Yeah.
So when sweat combines with dust,
mm-hmm.
It looks like you went to the bathroom down your legs. So the baby wipes come in really handy.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the experience, though.
All right.
It's really fun. There's stuff all night long.
It looks
like
there's
comedy shows there, too. They have a great lineup. Bonnaroo is very cool. It's like the OG music festival.
Now, how are you going to win this?
I see right here on my little info sheet that we're going to play a cool new game called Bonnaroo Roulette.
Bonnaroo Roulette is correct.
Oh. Ooh, I see the wheel. How does it work?
All right, so on this roulette, we have a bunch of months. In fact, every month.
12 of them.
12 of them, and then a couple any month.
Yes, this is any month. It's like a pass.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Whatever month it lands on.
So we spin.
The wild card.
Wild. Yeah.
Wild card, that's what I meant.
If it lands.
Spin like this.
Yep. And it's spinning.
Yep.
And it's going to land on the month of September. So if your birthday's in September, you would give us a call.
And that's it?
This is just, we're not doing this now. That's just,
No, this is giving an example. Not till Monday. Yeah, you would give us a call, and then you would win the passes. It's that simple.
So it just has to be your birth month.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you're thinking, cool, I'll just lie and say my birthday's in September, and I'll get those tickets. That's the thing. You got to give us your license in order to receive your prizes when you win with the radio station. Well, it's not a background check, but you still need to fill out paperwork.
I just want to be fair.
You know what I mean?
It is.
I mean, yes, we're doing background checks.
Yeah.
And we're going to hook up two of those winners with VIP.
Whoa.
And those are cool because you get to go to where they have the food and the drinks. And the, sometimes the acts go up back there.
They have like fans and misters.
Yeah. So Bonner Roulette coming up on Monday.
All right.
With your passes so you can have the road trip of a lifetime. And again, it's in June. So start planning accordingly.
Road trip.
Maybe we'll go.
Oh.
What, Kelly? What?
We have to go?
Yes, Kelly.
Kelly's not the music festival.
Don't you want to see Eminem, The Killers, Muse?
I get the whole music festival thing for other people.
Yeah.
The Killers is your, that's your karaoke go-to song.
That is my go-to karaoke song.
Yeah.
They have some good new songs,
too. I'm Mr. Brightside. Yes.
Coming out of my cage and I've been and they're not British. And they kind of sound British.
I know, right? Because they say they like that the whole time.
They're from Vegas.
They're from Vegas.
They're Mormon.
Jenna.
Yeah.
They're Vegas and they're Mormon.
And they're Mormon.
I was just giving you guys some facts.
In fact, I actually did not know they were Mormon.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
There you go.
Nugget of.
Are they all Mormon?
I don't know about that. I know Brandon Flowers is.
Just
I don't
Brandon?
Know about the rest. I mean, I'm assuming they are. Don't start asking me more questions. I was just giving you a little fun
facts. You
put
it out
facts.
There.
Didn't Brandon marry in the temple?
I don't know.
Is he married?
Yes.
I don't know about that. Jenna. Your mom has a cool job.
My mom, Candy, does have a cool job.
She works with plants.
Yes. And the name of the florist I always ask you to help me pronounce, it's Cebolla.
Cebolla.
Which is onion in Spanish, right?
Yeah, it means onion.
Pretty
Cebolla, fine flowers. Yeah, she gets to work with beautiful flowers. It's one of those nice florists, you know? So yeah, she brings me flowers all the time because they can't sell flowers if they've already started opening up. I've learned a lot of interesting things. But she did a segment for a while. They were having fun on social media at work called Plant Chat with Candy because she was learning a lot about these flowers. She just is starting to learn how to design some arrangements on slow days. They're teaching her how to design.
That's good.
But she's normally answering the phone, so if you call to order flowers, you get to talk to Candy. But, yeah, anyway, so she would do these little segments on Instagram every Wednesday called Plant Chat with Candy, and we haven't done it in a while, and I haven't seen it. There was some reorganization, I could say, restructuring at the florist.
Ooh, contract negotiations.
Her boss who was there was let go, and, yeah, so I think I heard that the owner wants to bring it back.
Okay,
so
good.
So last night, she brought me something she designed. She also gave me a Christmas present that was a cactus, succulent, I don't know. She's described these two. So it spawned an entire new series of Plant Chat with Candy. And this is just how funny Candy is. Listen to how this starts.
No, this.
Mom, it doesn't matter that your face is swollen. This is just audio. Okay?
Her face was swollen.
Yeah, she had some dental surgery done.
Oh, okay. But
it
could affect the way she speaks, though.
Yeah, I'm about to sneeze. Hold on. Okay. Look at the light.
No, that's going to make you not sneeze.
Right, I don't want to right now.
No, sneezing's great.
I know it is. It feels good, but I'm trying to talk.
Let it happen.
Okay, it's gone. So, yeah, she was worried. I Snapchat her sometimes. She was like, I don't look at my face. Her jowls are swollen. She had heavy dental surgery done not long ago. Mouth surgery.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's why she's like, I don't look good. And I'm like, Mom, I'm just recording
your
voice.
So, it's just an audio plant chat with Kim.
We argue throughout this.
Okay.
What day you just took a video?
That was for Snapchat. This is for the radio.
Okay.
What's your new bit?
Welcome to Suck Chat.
What? What? What'd she just say?
Hold on one second, Jenna. I don't know if I heard that.
Well, that's slang for succulent.
Oh.
What's your new bit?
Welcome to Suck Chat.
Suck Chat.
No,
we
Al.
We laugh so
it's
hard.
Suck Chat.
She brings me succulents all the time, so this is not Candy's idea. Of course, this is my doing. Succulent, S-U-C-C. I was like, Candy, you talk about succulents mostly in these plant chats, so let's do Suck Chat with Candy.
So now it's Suck Plant.
It's Suck Chat.
Suck Chat.
This is episode one, Suck Chat.
Okay. Jenna and her mom.
You guys are about to learn some knowledge.
Yeah,
okay?
We are. Oh. Jenna and her mom with Suck Chat.
Bust me out.
All right.
Is that an okay thing to say, Suck Chat?
Yeah, what's it about, though?
Succulents and cacti. There you go. Suck Chat with Candy, episode one. What are we learning about today? Tell me about him.
Okay. He is a pencil cactus. And so you don't want to... Well, he's really a succulent, but he's called a pencil cactus, but he doesn't have any thorns. So remember I told you that succulents don't have thorns. Cactuses do.
Cactuses. Cacti.
Cacti. Well, a lot of people don't know that's plural for cactuses. So when you want to water him...
You say fishes?
I think I probably do.
You say fishes?
I think I probably do. Anyway, you want to water him maybe once every 10 days and just put a few ice cubes on him.
Oh. Hmm. Right. I drown him in water sometimes.
Do you really?
It's going to be like Jumanji in here. Do you see how big those things are getting? My sticks turned into living beans, and they're drinking all the water, and I had to fill them up.
They're good, though. Aren't they cool?
Yes.
Yes. No, you don't want to put a lot of water in him. Are you really pouring a lot of water in there?
Just once. He was thirsty.
Yeah, he's good.
Wheezy, relax. We're trying to finish up Suck Chat.
Just how this went, yeah.
Suck Chat with plant with candy,
with candy,
and the cactuses,
and the cactuses.
My house is going to seriously turn into Jumanji. You know, when everything's overgrown, these plants are growing everywhere in my place.
It was a pencil cactus.
Yes,
no thorns on it.
Did you see him? Isn't he cool?
I didn't get to see it.
She made it for Christmas.
The way she described it, to me, it would look like a cucumber.
Look at him.
Picture
on KTV.
Yeah.
It looks like asparagus.
Yes.
Are most plants succulents? I guess it's not.
Wait, what?
Let's have Al interview Candy. No, succulents are just a different family, right?
That's just a cacti family, right?
Without thorns.
Succulents.
What was that?
Succulents.
Oh.
I got a cousin named Succulents.
Succulents and cacti are trendy. I like them.
That's what my wife likes. Mm-hmm. And they say they're the easiest to take care of.
They are.
But my wife manages to kill every single one of them.
An ice cube every 10 days. And
yeah, we just can't
wrap a little bit of light.
We can't wrap our brains around the fact they don't need more water, I think is what it is.
Right. Are we drowning them?
We drown them, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't water them at all. Just the ice cube every 10 days. A couple of ice cubes.
Shout out ice cube.
Yeah, ice cube's cool, my man.
Yeah. And she also said everyone needs to have an aloe vera plant in their home that they create so much oxygen. Really? I had no idea.
I'm cool with the oxygen Earth just gives me, just in general.
Okay.
You can have a little
more.
It's
just a tip if you want more oxygen.
My wife will kill it.
Will kill oxygen.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear more with Candy. Or is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was just episode one.
I wanted more.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
awesome, Al. Keep it short, but every week I'll bring you a new Suck Chat with Candy.
All right, we forgot the
if you want more, actually, there's a segment on my Snapchat.
Okay.
On the Snapchat?
Yeah, of her actually showing what to do and how to put the ice cubes in. I thought things were going to get appropriate. She just stopped mid-story and goes into the fridge. I'm like, are you about to start sucking something? Like, because she sometimes says that in her bit. When she talks about the ponytail, she has a weird ponytail. You know, she'll do themes. And I'm like, you got to tell people if you're doing a bit. She was just getting ice cubes.
All right.
Candy and I have a funny relationship. Candy's cool.
You got to have a funny relationship with your mom. Her name's Candy.
We laugh so hard sometimes. Yeah,
what's your aunt's name?
We're good.
Cherry.
Cherry and Candy.
That's awesome.
Oh, they were fun back
then. That's awesome.
There is no hope for them from birth.
And if you want to check out that on Jenna's Snapchat, go to kidnation.com. All our Snapchats are up there, our Instagrams, if you want to follow us.
Yeah, we're active.
We'd love for you to join us in our journeys after the show ends, because we post and stuff. You can see our kids. Thank you for Suck Chat. Jenna?
You're welcome. I'll bring you an even better next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
How's the bumbling been going throughout the show, Big Al? Is that
I gave it a rest. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be too eager.
Took a nap. I bumbled and then I took a nap.
That's good.
Where did we leave it standing, though, with the one woman you were going back and forth with?
Yeah. She hit me up this morning and just said, hey, thanks for swiping right. I hollered back. And there was a lot of discussion about... my Bumble technique.
But yes.
So far it's been working.
Yeah, having said that, we did exchange the digits.
Oh! Yay! So now you got to move it on over to the phone.
Yeah.
You exchanged digits with the promise of calling her later?
Yeah, well...
Did you make an appointment to call her later?
No, I didn't. I said, here we go. Gave her my number. That's a big step. I haven't given my number out in months. She said, I'm so excited we connected.
Well,
it's definitely hard to get back out there. Lord knows.
All right.
And she gave me hers.
There you go. You're playing her just right, Big Al, man.
Call her after the show.
Yeah. You guys watch any TV last night?
I didn't, man. I didn't. I wanted to watch your show.
This Is Us?
And I just forget. It's just not in my routine. I got to get it into my routine.
This Is Us was back last night. Good episode. It was family therapy. Now, I know there's a lot of people that recorded it and haven't watched it yet, so I will not spoil any. But there were a couple moments where you will tear up. Not crazy hard.
That's
cry.
Every week, isn't it?
There's some weeks where
that's
you don't.
A spoiler.
Yeah. There's some weeks where you don't cry any, but there's some where you have.
I told JC earlier, it's a little cheesy for me. I was really on board at first, but now when I watch it here and there, I'm kind of like, meh.
This one seemed real life. Like it felt real. This is the realest episode I've felt
right.
so far.
All right.
Justin, you watched your favorite show last night, made a return.
Yes, I shouted. It was America's Next Top Model, season 24, I think. And
Cycle.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Cycle. And Tyra Banks is back. She left for a season, but now she's back.
She couldn't handle it.
I couldn't
handle not being front and center on that show.
Yeah, and it's such a good show. Like, watching it, she brought back everything that you loved, like, from the beginning.
When I was on the cover of Vogue Thailand.
When I was a supermodel.
But she's still a supermodel,
she
you
is.
Know? She still is. She and she is. Hosted America's Got Talent. And it was just everything in this. It was just so good. Like, the photo shoot, the runways, it was chic. It was elegant.
Is
it was
girls
fashion.
And guys, just
no,
girls.
It's just all girls. But there's no age requirement now. Well, you have to be 21, but there's no cutoff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, there's 12-year-olds.
Yeah, you have to be 21 or older, but there's no cutoff.
Okay.
There's a grandma on here. She's 45, I believe.
I'm honestly surprised they're starting at 21 because 21 in the modeling industry to get started?
Well, I mean,
that's late.
They look a little more for commercial, I think.
Well, do they do any drinking on the show?
That's
or anything?
What it probably
is. There's no drinking, but
nudity.
there is nudity and there's a lot of drama right off the bat.
There's
one girl, she's auditioning and she starts giving the judges attitude and they all start pointing out that she's got attitude problems. She goes, "Well, that's okay. I'm not here to get along with y'all." I'm here to win.
All right.
It's so good. It was good. I really enjoyed it. And then I've also
watched.
There's
one thing to be confident. There's another thing to be a jerk.
Yeah. So, well, you need a jerk every show, I guess.
And then there's a new episode on a new show on Netflix called, it has an F word in it.
Blank.
End of the effing world.
Okay.
End of the effing world.
Is that supposed to be good?
It's really good. It's easy to watch. It's 20 minute episodes and it's about a boy and a girl. He has like this urge to like kill something and the girl just has attitude problems and they end up becoming in love with each other.
Oh.
Falling in love with each other. And it's dark. But it's got humor to it and it's for older audiences.
Is it like a Riverdale-ish?
No, it's way better than
Way better?
Now. Way better.
This thing has 100% on RottenTomatoes.com with zero negative reviews.
Who's in it?
Zero.
It's from the UK, so I don't really know anyone, but there is a person from Black Mirror who's in it.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. It's really good.
A person from Black Mirror. Well, they have a bunch of people.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Tyra Banks be back as hostess on AGT again?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I think she is.
So she's got those two gigs working. Okay.
Are you and Alan, your husband, going to be watching The Magicians on Sci-Fi tonight, Kelly? That's making a return.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know that was a show.
Oh, yeah.
What does Alan think of The Prestige? It's been on a lot lately. I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
I don't know what that is.
It's such a good movie.
You know?
Is that about magicians?
Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman, Scarlett Johansson. It's one of the best magic movies.
I don't know that he's seen that.
Prestige... A prestige in magic is something that's like the sleight of hand or a distraction. Oh. So you're looking at one direction, but
it's
magician
the
is doing something to
oh,
shock.
Oh, it's the
to
art
do the
distraction.
Magic trick,
you know? Oh.
It's the finale, I thought.
That's how they steal your watch and stuff, right?
Sort of. It's more of like, hey, keep your eyes over here while I'm doing my magic stuff right here.
That's the distraction.
Yeah. I watched Ellen's show last night, the
Game of Games.
Game of Games show.
What do you think?
It's been renewed.
I need to get on that show. I think I'll do a great job.
Everybody thinks that, and then they get up there and freeze.
Yeah, everybody freezes on that show. They haven't had one person where you're like, oh, that's an MVP right there.
What's the one that you want to play?
I want to play the one where you're hanging, and then she asks you a question, and if you get it wrong, you get three strikes, and then you get boosted up.
Boosted, taken up. Yeah. I would love blindfolded musical chairs.
See, I wouldn't want that because you hit heads.
See, but it would be fun, though. And then you're sitting on each other's lap, and then you're pushing each other, and you can't see, and then you get on the chair.
You
and
can
like,
play
oh,
that
God.
At home.
You're True. Right. But, I mean, I guess I could film it, too.
Justin can't afford chairs right now, though. That's the problem right there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.